What's up, guys? Thank you for tuning into my podcast today. So, how you guys doing? I'm doing good. Man, I had this conversation with this girl. She's an old friend. And, no, not an old friend, she's my ex. But it wasn't like a long conversation, it was pretty short. And you ever have a conversation with your ex and you guys just talk about like the old stuff that you guys have done? Not talking about sex, but old dates or old conversations you guys used to have. In my opinion, it's good to leave off good terms with your ex. I mean, I feel like it would be bad to leave off on bad terms because anything can happen in the future and you just might need to depend on your ex. That's my opinion. I think having a good communication with your ex, or even if it's not really good communication, just at least being on good terms is a good, it's at a good position. You're in a good position. Now, I feel like nowadays when people break up, they want nothing to do with their ex, and that's kind of like bad, you know? It's kind of bad. Because it shows how willing we are to cut off communications with someone that we once used to love or have emotions for. Sometimes I don't even know if that people really do love each other. I mean, as soon as you break up with someone, then you start talking shit about them. And you'll be like, yeah, now I realize it was just constantly this, 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 and this, and this, whatever it is. All because your heart doesn't ache for him anymore. Now, I think what the most professional way to handle a breakup is by keeping close standards with that person and ending on good terms. I'm not saying that everyone should still have to talk to each other, but it's good to be friendly to another because you never know. Like I said, you might need to depend on your ex one day in the future. Now, a lot of people like to make fun of me because I've had lots of sex. I'm not going to say how many bodies I have or relationships, but I've had intimate relationships with several people. Not at the same time though. I'm a young person. I want to figure out who I like. What's my type? The type of girls I want, the type of personality. Right now, I'm in a relationship for 2 years straight, but honestly, I don't want to be held down for the rest of my life. I don't see what's the point of being held down for the rest of my life. I don't see what the point is of staying with someone you've known for over 30 years because you're not going to know the person right across from you, or, I don't know, that you might have bumped into. Like there's so many people on this planet, and staying with one person for the rest of your life just doesn't make sense because you might not realize it, but the person wearing the blue sweater, the blue jacket over there just might make you feel much more appreciated and loved than the person you're with currently. Now, some people say I'm a complicated person, but I become complicated when I need to. And other than that, I'm just completely blunt. I love people, and when I love them, I love them to a certain extent where if you don't treat me with the same respect, sorry, but you're not in the books for me. Now, it's going to come to a certain point where I'm just going to still love you, but I just want something new, like ice cream. You know, you can't eat cookie dough ice cream for the rest of your life. There has to be another flavor that just might, that might make your heart feel like, oh shit, this is it. When people say I love you to another, they don't mean that shit. They just say that because it makes them feel good. They really do. I mean, love is just like an abstract emotion that people say that they can identify, and when they feel like they can't identify it, it's this list of things that anyone, or not anyone, it's a list of things that constant people point out, which is really stupid and dumb. So I'm going to read you a quote from Rick and Morty, which it completely makes sense. See, from Rick and Morty, Rick says, listen, Morty, I hate to break it to you, but what people call love is just a chemical reaction that compels animals to breed. It hits you hard, Morty, then it slowly fades, leaving you stranded in a failing marriage. I mean, how realistic can it get? It is kind of true. And it hurts, but, you know, it is really true. So, love is literally a fucking drug. And not a lot of people realize that. You get so addicted to it that you'll literally harm other people to not lose that person that you think you could live the rest of your life with. It's scary, man. Because how are we supposed to actually find our type of person if there is 7 billion people in the world? How? You don't know, you might wake up the next day and you might like an Asian. You might like a black person. You might like a European, Hispanic. I mean, or you might end up gay. Or trans, or pans. I like how people say that there's multiple genders. I mean, with religion, this says there's 2 genders. With LGBTQT, whatever it is, there's multiple genders. But queer and lesbians are the same thing, I just noticed that. LG, lesbian, gay, LGB, bi, Q, queer, T, trans. Yeah, trans is, I don't know what the fuck trans is. I mean, you can't say it's 3 genders. It's just literally a man switching to a woman, so it's still the same gender. There's just 2 genders in the freaking planet. I don't get why people think there's a 3rd gender. If there's a 3rd gender, then that would be in the books that we would read, that we would understand. And then, if there was a 3rd gender, then Jesus Christ, they might as well fuck up the hormones that we give off. You know, the drugs that we create today are based off of human pheromones that we release, like Oxycontin. Our mind is supposed to feel a certain way, like when we get excited, that little rush in our bones. That's real. And our body releases a chemical like that, and then what men do? We turn into a drug. Love is a drug. Love is a pheromone that, an abstract feeling that we get, that we receive, but we can never control it. It's like cocaine. Once you take one sniff, you're going to go back to another. Once you get that one inspirational feeling, you're just like, oh shit, I can't get rid of this. And then until you lose everything, then you're like, damn, I need to stop. And that's for those people who lost everything while they put all their effort and attention and hardmanship into a relationship with someone that they thought would last. When it hasn't. I remember my first love. And she was, She was perfect for me. But every beginning has an end. And honestly, I don't know. Every beginning has an end. That's what people need to realize. When you start something, there's going to be an end to it. When you start a superpower, there's going to be a fall to it. When you start a brand, there's going to be a fall to it. When you start a relationship, there's going to be an end to it. Life is a puzzle, man. You can't just paint your pictures and put your pieces together based on one thing. People need to go out and travel and explore more. Figure out who they are. People really do need to do that because suicide rates are rising. And this pandemic is trash. Divorce rates are going up. And America is not the ideal image that people believe it is. It's sad to know that even third world countries know that you have better opportunities. Yes, but you'll still be treated like shit and get shot in the back while running away with no weapons in your hand. Just watch out, because our bodies are highly advanced, but doesn't mean we know how to control it. Smartest people don't know how to control the best things that they create. Albert Einstein couldn't control the timeline of the atomic bomb. He knew what he was doing was dangerous, and he still did it. And look what we do today. We fear nuclear war. A chemical that will literally take the skin off your bones. Just imagine if they created some type of chemical warfare based on love, which was very fantasy, but I mean, look at TV shows and goddamn movies. You can create anything and you have millions of people watch it and make millions of dollars in profit off of that. So I'm pretty sure we could do something for chemical warfare, for emotional abuse and emotional standards going in love and relationships. Look at dating apps. I mean, people catfish another. So embarrassing. Why would ugly John act like he's... I don't know, act like he's a perfect painted picture of Mona Lisa. Then catfish a poor girl who's just looking for a nice, decent dude. What is the purpose of relationships if what people get out of it is just figuring out who one another is, and once they finally do, and if they don't like that, they quit and leave, and that's... the ratio of that is higher than the ratio of I love you for who you are and I'm gonna stay. Anyways, guys, that's just my topic of today. So, hope you enjoyed it. Stay tuned for my next episode.